A powerful sandstorm swept through central and southern Iraq, sending over 1,800 people to hospitals with respiratory difficulties, according to health officials. The affected provinces include Mutana, Najaf, Diwania, Dhekar, and Basra, where hospitals reported hundreds of cases of suffocation-like symptoms. In Mutana province alone, health authorities recorded at least 700 cases of breathing problems, while Najaf reported more than 250 hospitalizations. Diwania saw 322 cases, including several children, and a further 530 people sought medical help in Dhekar and Basra. The storm blanketed large swaths of Iraq in a dense orange haze, reducing visibility to less than 1 kilometer. Pedestrians and security personnel were seen wearing face masks, and emergency services were deployed across affected areas. The sandstorm also disrupted air travel, forcing the temporary closure of airports in Najaf and Basra. Power outages were reported in multiple regions. While sandstorms are not unusual in Iraq, experts warn they are becoming more frequent and severe due to climate change. The country is ranked among the 5 most climate-vulnerable nations by the United Nations, facing increased exposure to dust storms, extreme heat, and water scarcity. Local weather forecasts suggest conditions will begin to ease by Tuesday morning. However, Iraq's Environment Ministry has warned that such dust days are likely to become more common in the years ahead.